Yo, we back, baby. You already know what it is, man.
Always.
What's good, man? What's popping?
Always, you know, water. Nah, man.
Nah, you got to step it up, baby. That's right. Water all day, man.
I ain't had no alcohol since New Year's, man.
Yeah, man, nothing for me either, man. See, you got some new additions to the shelf, man. Shout out to the Russian dude who sold it to me at the festival the other day. You know what I mean? Can't pronounce your name, so I'm gonna just call you the Russian dude. Yes, hey, man, sir. We got a lot to talk. We got a lot to talk about. We're gonna chop it up, man. Let's get into this intro.
Welcome to the You Heard Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Yo, yo, what's popping, fam?
I gotta wake up, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm out here drinking coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost 40. This is crazy.
You got that cafecito?
Got that death wish. This shit is dark roast all day, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, hey, listen, man. This is one of the. I love this coffee because this ain't even like a promotion or nothing. They ain't a sponsor of this shit yet. You know what I'm saying? Yet. I like them because ain't no crash from it, man. Like, usually when I used to have coffee in the past, like, you high as fuck, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, ah, and then you're like, you know what I'm saying, slumping down, trying to stay awake. So ain't no crash from it. It's a nice, even landing. So I'm a big fan of it, man. I looked it up. I was like, yo, what's a coffee that doesn't crash? And this was the one that, like, kept popping up. But it's like $20 a bag. But it's good shit.
Okay.
Hey, man, before we get into this whole topic, man, yo, episode 5 of season 1 of BMF, I've been binging this shit heavy. This is a good show, man. This is a shout out to 50 Cent again. It's a good show, fam.
50 doing it. Yeah. Fam, yeah,
I just watched
episode 2, season 2. So yeah. when you get done, you know what I mean, and start, you got to go right into season 2.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Then we could chop it up, man.
I got so many questions. I was like, I see some similarities between the Omar character from The Wire and trying to see what's going on with this dude, Silas. You know what I mean? But like, I'm in season 1, but like, I don't want to ask you. So as soon as I get done with it, I'm going to catch up, though. I'm going to catch up for sure.
Yeah, that's the joint,
right? It's a good break from like all this shit we've seen, right? And like, the, you know what I'm saying? If you go into Kane's Twitter and the whole drama with this player that we're going to talk about real quick, just get it out of the way. Let's just get it out the way, man. Look, I'm gonna hand the baton off to you on this one. What are your thoughts about this whole situation, like how it transpired over the weekend and how Twitter reacts to it? Because we have two topics that are kind of like in line with one another.
Oh, have mercy. So I put it on Twitter, of course. I put my thoughts on Twitter, you know what I mean? And I feel like he's still committed.
Yep.
He hasn't come out with the letter, you know, respect my decision or nothing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He took a trip. Now, the thing that would rub me the wrong way, if there's any truth to him, you know, our staff going to see him and he just didn't show up, you know what I mean? And he was on a plane or what have you. I would have to think there was some type of communication, you know what I mean? If he just did that, then yeah, that's foul right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. But other than that, nobody knows nothing, man. Nobody knows a thing, you know what I mean? So crystal balls and all of that. Before he committed to Miami, he was all Florida, right? Yeah. According to everybody.
Yeah.
He was all Florida. Nobody knew nothing. All of a sudden, everybody knows something. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I would like people to be logical at some point. So we have all these reports coming out from people who don't know anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? All we know is he took a trip. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Took a trip.
That's his right. You know? That's his right. Yeah.
If he come, if he don't, he don't. But he's still currently committed to Miami. That's how I feel about it. He's still committed, man. You know what I mean? He can't sign until February 15th or whatever, February 1st or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. He can't sign until then anyway. So even if he was going to do his little, you know, whatever he was going to do today, it wouldn't matter. He can't sign until the 1st anyway.
You know? Yeah, so like the whole thing of like, oh, January 15th, he's gonna commit. You can say whatever you want. It literally means nothing. Like,
facts. You know, so like even let's say he came out today and was like, yo, I'm decommitting from Miami, man. I'm coming to Colorado. Son, if Mario want to pursue it, he still got 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. That's you know plenty what I mean? Of time.
It could change. Yeah.
Because he's not enrolling early, right? So yes. he's gonna be in Lakeland. That's a way easier trip for Mario and them boys to take. Yeah, man, just like the whole reaction to it is like, man, like, hold on. Like, you get reports that him or his people aren't talking to anybody, but everybody got information. Like that two things, like, and this is no shot at nobody, like no crystal balls, like there's no disrespect to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand it. Like, just me as a fan was like, how everybody got an opinion on what he's doing. Oh, he's in Colorado or he's in that. I'm like, all right, so he could take a trip. The only trip he ever took was Miami. Yep. He has the right to take four or five trips, depending on when he takes them. If he takes another trip next weekend, then is he going to be going to Tuscaloosa? If he takes a trip after that, is he going to be going to USC? Like, fam, like, it's their right to take trips. Like, people who get mad. Like, these are all, let's take a second. These are all expenses paid trips. Like, who the fuck is not going to take an all expense paid trip vacation to wherever? You know what I'm saying? Cormani might never been on an airplane before. Nice. That within itself is an adventure. Like, y'all got to chill, man. Like, I've seen all this shit, all these overreactions. It was like, how you reacting to the information that you, in one tweet, you're saying, no, nobody knows nothing. Next conversation, you're saying, I don't want them anyway. It's, you got to stick to your. No, man, like that's not how this works anymore. Like with NIL, first of all, kids took trips all the time to begin with. Like, it's just Kane's Twitter, and I'm sure all sports Twitter is like
that. Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at it like I'm still seeing it as a victory because the week started with Florida not paying their bag to Rashada. So it's like, that to me is way worse. If Cormani comes, my energy doesn't change for my team. Right. Like, I'm not going to start bashing Mario, like, oh, he can't close a deal. Like, fam, like, other coaches recruit too. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's like, you're not going to get everybody. Right. If a flip happens, we move on. Like, what are we, like, it was just wild, man. Like, wow, he should have just shut it down and something. Like, he doesn't have to do a fucking thing that you think. Like, nothing. It's him and his mom.
I've said that before, man. Yeah, I don't. These cats.
I've never understood it, man. Like, I've never understood it. Like, nobody can tell me what the fuck to do, right? Like, and I'm not even in the place where like these 18-year-old kids are at. That's a big ass decision, man. To move to Colorado, he probably took a PJ. You know what I mean? Because if it was like hidden and he wasn't flying publicly, probably took a PJ. I don't know where Colorado got the money because Colorado allegedly can't even guarantee Deion's contract. But that's, you know what I'm saying? I'll leave that to Colorado podcast.
That's a rumor too. You know, that's a rumor too. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, everything's a rumor. We don't know shit was going on. Nothing. So everybody reacting to like one tweet from a person who has 100 followers or y'all gotta chill, man. Take a breath. Like, this is, but the thing is, like, because we're so used to as fans not being in these positions, because you think about it, other administrations didn't recruit at this level, weren't in the conversation with kids of this talent. So we're looking at it like, oh my god, if we lose them, we're gonna fail. Like, fam, we still got the number 4 ranked class in the country. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have the top 5 classes every year. Mario, you can, it's death, taxes, and the top 5 class with Mario. You can bet that.
Unless we continue to look the way we look on the field, I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I mean? Yep. We continue to look the way we looked.
That's where it changes.
It changes. Yep.
Yeah, man. But yeah, look, so like I was saying, right? Like, we're gonna get this out of the way, man, because we're honestly tired about talking about it too. When it comes here, we're only gonna be able to talk about his play on the field, and we move on from there, man. So Twitter, look, man, just this is gonna be real quick. Calm down, take a breath, like, chill, fam. Some of us are too old to be tweeting like this. I am 38 years old, right? I'll put that shit on wax. I am 38 years old. Y'all tweeting at 18-year-old kids is crazy to me. The way you guys are talking about this kid that you don't know, have never conversated with, he's never liked your tweet, and y'all out here wilding. Chill, fam.
Boy, just the shit that I've seen this weekend, brother. The shit that I fall for the banana in the tailpipe every time, man. I fall for the fucking banana in the tailpipe every time, son. You know what I mean? I'll be looking and I'll be like, these motherfuckers crazy. Well, whatever. So something as little as my guy, it's somebody on there, man. I don't know his real name, of course, but you know, we talk about is it the coaches or is it the players?
Yeah.
So you seen Cam Kitchens interview with Footballville, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's talking about the players. You know, it's simple. The players make it, he's like, the players make it difficult. It's simple, mm-hmm. but the players, you know, he's basically saying what a player is supposed to play, what a player would say. I played football, I would say the same shit. You know what I mean? If if you interviewing me, you interview any player for the most part in America, they're going to say the same shit. So he says that, and everybody's at me. See what Cam said? It's the players. It's the players.
Yeah.
So when Coach Cristobal or whoever, whatever coach says, yo, it's my job to get the players ready. It's my job to make sure they understand. Mm-hmm. It's my job. I don't hear anything. I don't hear
crickets.
I hear is, nah, they just saying that shit. It's coach speak. You know what I mean? So my question to all these people is like, what do you pay coaches for? Like, tell me what the coach's job is. Nobody seems to answer that ever.
The
coach's job is, man. If it has nothing to do with the coaches, if you can come in, I'm gonna tell you a quick story. Quick story.
Yeah.
I played football at a Division II school in Kansas, Emporia State University. I went to high school in New York, man. I was good, but it was New York high school. Football in the 90s in New York. New York was just football and basketball and baseball. You know what I mean? Football was like, you know, nobody took New York seriously in football. You know what I mean? Probably still don't. I don't know. But, you know what I mean? I was an athlete playing football. That's what I was. I was an athlete. I was nice. I could run. I could move a little bit, blah, blah, blah. I had an arm. I could catch. I was an athlete. When I went to college, I learned my position coach, Gerald Benton, taught me how to play receiver. Like, he honed my skills. He took time with me. He taught me how to run routes. He taught me how to hands catch. He taught me how to play receiver. My head coach taught me how to read defenses. He taught me how to play football. Like, that's what they did as coaches.
Yeah.
That's what coaches do, man. When Reuben Bain or Collins or whoever's the best Carmani gets to college, they're going to need to be developed. I don't give a fuck. The best player ever coming out of high school is going to need to be developed and molded physically and mentally. Physically and mentally, man. Coaches do that. If you got a coach who can't do that, you don't have a good coach, man. You don't have a good coach. That's what Nick Saban does. That's what Kirby Smart does. That's what whoever. That's what they do, man. That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, it's always, and I see that, right? Like, let's keep it a buck. That's one of the reasons why I hit you up. I was like, yo, man, you be asking shit that people don't be thinking about, and they never have like a legit thought out response. They just be like, oh no, of course, look, we don't have to sign it.
They get
like,
emotional, man. They get emotional.
Yeah. But they get emotional because it's the only thought process they think they can have, right? Like, look, on this podcast, man, we try to like open up your worldview. Like, it's not let's just one thing. It's not,
facts.
Let's talk about it, man. Like, facts. It's yes, we asked Malik on the last podcast. Do we have talent? And I was gonna be like, oh yeah, we have talent, but we just don't have layers of talent, right? Like we have sprinkled talent, right?
Yeah.
So that talent, and this is something, we noticed it. Let's go with like the old administration, right? You look at it, and they had talented players coming in. Their first year was always better than their second, right? Like you know what I'm saying? Like there's players that had a drop. Yeah, the talent of the players, right? Like their second year was never. Like a
regression all the time.
Yeah, so like that is directly an impeachment of the coaches. Like you as a player, you shouldn't get worse after if you're playing as a true freshman and your true freshman year is your best year. You had bad coaches, so that talent didn't progress. It regressed every year, which is why we're in the issue that we're in now, right? Like yes, on paper these kids should have been better. But the coaching level wasn't where it should have been. Mm-hmm. Last year, the coaching level wasn't where it should have been, and there was a miscommunication. Mm-hmm. The coaches are directly responsible for that. And to be like, oh, no, it's just the talent is the cop-out, and just saying, oh no, it's got to be the players. Fam, like, yes, there's less talented players on this team, but it's a whole picture where, like, they weren't built up. They, you know what I'm saying? You had a player in James Williams who was playing hurt because there's nobody behind him that could cover him that could play at his level. In real life, like James Williams should have been out whenever he got that shoulder hurt. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have been playing anymore. But we don't have anybody behind them. You can't build those guys up. And if the player behind him is a true freshman, that again is an indictment of recruiting and coaching. Because if I'm a safety and I'm looking at James Williams first year, ball out, to Corey Couch, ball out. You know what I'm saying? You could go down the line, and then they take a step back, and you as a high school player see that. I was like, I'm not going to go there. And then you lose out on that recruiting class, and you lose out on that recruiting class. So those are things that coaches are directly responsible for because the players don't recruit each other. Yeah, they can tweet, they can mention, but if I don't trust the grown man in the room that's supposed to make me better, put me in the league, that's an indictment on the coaches. So to say that it's just the players or it's just the coaches is disingenuous, right? Like it's not one or the other. Like both of those things matter. To just be in one corner, fam, like this isn't politics. Like you don't have to be on one side or the other. Like you could look at it and be like, you know what? This guy was good and then he got worse. I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like why wasn't he asked to do this?
And shit, they'll like, say it was the player.
It's just weird. Like
They'll say it was the player. And it can be that too. It can be that the player was the shit as a freshman and he took a break. He like, fuck it, I'm partying, I'm in the clubs, you know what I mean? I got chicks, you know what I mean? I'm smoking. Mm-hmm. It could definitely be that. It could definitely be that. You know what I mean? But again, it's part of being a coaching staff and coach. Like, you have to be – the grown men in the room have to be able to command the room, son. You know what I mean?
And if command respect. Coach, yes.
And facts. You know what I mean? If I'm the coach and I can't command, and I got cats running wild, they breaking curfew, they smoke, they doing all of this, they don't respect me, son. They don't respect me. You know what I mean? Yeah. They look at me as a dweeb. Which you know what I mean? Or some shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, you are dweeb. that's facts though. Like if you in a room and these kids are coming in late to practice, or they're you know what I'm saying, they're clearly hungover, they've been partying. That is because that is a direct, you know what I'm saying, it's your fault. Like as the coach, they don't respect you, and B, they don't fear you. They don't believe you're going to teach them anything. Look, I'll keep it a buck. I was kicked out of high school because I was bored as fuck in class. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the teachers didn't get my respect. I didn't care what they didn't challenge me. I was like, why am I here? They called me from school. I remember. I'll never forget this shit. They called me from school. I was 18 years old, and they were like, oh, you've been withdrawn. I didn't even care. I was like, okay, cool. Do I have to come in and sign any paperwork? They're like, no, you're fine. And then I just hung up. I didn't even care, fam, because like I was so checked out. And that's me that like just went to school. Like it was that's high school's the easiest shit in the world, but like I just didn't care. I wasn't challenged. And you think kids that have been challenged, that played at these top programs, and then you're just not gonna challenge them anymore? You think you're gonna keep that locker room?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's more than one thing, right? Like we saw it on the field this year, which is why you saw 5-7. The disconnect from the coaches to the players to the talent level to the teaching, like it's so many things. It's a ladder. It's so many things. It's not just one.
Yep.
So the wanting to blame one thing is not. It's just not looking at it in its entire picture. You can't look at this year without thinking about last year. You can't look. You know what I'm saying? You can't look at the performances on the field and not think about why the coaches look like they're just running the same players out there. Why are the same players still making the same mistakes? Why are there still the same busted coverage? Why is there no better communication between the players? Why aren't the coaches holding those players accountable? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can ask yourself all those questions and just think and just sit with those questions and think about it. Like, you don't have to be a coach and analyze that whole shit, but just think to yourself about that shit. Like, don't just think, oh, it's definitely the coach's fault or it's definitely the player's fault. But these overreactions, man, is wild to me. It's just I don't get it. I've never understood. I was like, how are you just gonna blame everything on this one or this one thing? Like, it's not like that, man.
And even with you know, that's your man. I know you, Coach Gaddis. You know what I mean? Even with Gaddis, you know what I mean?
Don't say it like that.
You can't. Like, we have to be logical about the shit. Like, for me, when we say, of course, we can't blame him totally 100%, right? But when we look at the injuries, being a new coach, not coaching the quarterbacks, you know, talking to the players a certain type of way, not getting them to buy in, you know what I mean? The talent behind the injuries, right? So you got your starting left tackle injured before the season. You got your center injured for a couple games. And then the talent drop off was significant. But we can also look at when everyone was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What did we see? I mean, did we see that much? Like, we saw flashes. So everybody wanted to point to Texas A&M. That was the best game offensively, even though we only scored, 9 points, something like that.
Yep. Yeah,
it was the best game offensively. We moved the ball at will. We just
couldn't score. Offensive planned game. Yeah,
facts. We moved the ball at will. Just couldn't score. Mm-hmm. Before that, though, there was a lot of people. Shout out to Coach Hayes. Shout out to Coach. Shout out to Holcomb, who pointed out that it looked shitty.
Yeah.
Against the before Texas A&M, Southern Miss, who was first?
Third game was Texas A&M. Yeah, Southern Miss and Bethune and Southern Miss.
Yeah,
I think those.
So they pointed out the discrepancies and pointed out that if it remains like this, we're going to look like this.
Yeah.
The people who thought like that got screamed, like they got condemned. They got destroyed online. Yeah. Everybody was like, yo, y'all so negative. Y'all so this, that. Nah, we going to be all right, blah, blah, blah. Listen, logic, people. Logic, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we not trying to, nobody's trying to hurt feelings. Like, we looking at it from a clear view, no cane shades on. You know what I mean? And speaking the real.
Yeah. I thought it, like, you go back, like, I looked at that because, you know what I'm saying, we talk about it, like, every day in the morning, we're like, yo, this is what we're going to talk about. So I think about my thoughts throughout the day, right? And I think people forget, like, we have this, these weird, like, 2020, like, weird 2020 vision where it's, like, not realistic 2020. Of like last year with like Rhett Lashley, like we forget we barely beat App State, barely beat Central Michigan. You know what I mean? Like this year was bad. Like So when we bring in the Broyles Award winner, right? The, you know what I'm saying, high-powered offense, probably learned a lot from Harbaugh. We bring him and we get hyped. So we had him at this, like, at this high tier. Like, yo, shit, we got Josh Gattis. Like, remember when we signed him, like, yo, we got Gattis. Like, this is, we're going to fucking ball out. Like, yeah, he's more run heavy. You know what I'm saying? We got some good. At that point, Don Chaney was still good. You know what I'm saying? We got Trevante Citizen. So it's like, all right, we got bodies in the running back. And then to see those performances, like, I remember the Bethune-Cookman game. Wasn't nothing. I'm saying, well, I think we won like 7-7, like 77 or nothing, but it wasn't like a good 77. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a weird, like, there was no dominance where, like, the holes were crazy. Mm-hmm. And they were never pushing people off the ball. Mm-hmm. And that Southern Miss game, I was like, we were, like, tight with them at half. I was like, oh, shit, like, this is who we are? Like, is this? I was like, no, all right. Then I was like, okay. Then Texas A&M happened. It got me up again. I was like, okay. We're showing a little bit.
I was feeling actually good after that game.
I was feeling good. I was like, all right, look, you know what I'm saying? They're like, they had a tough loss the week before. I knew Texas A&M would come back, but they only scored like 17 points. We scored 9. So, like, all right, at least our defense will be pretty solid. At that point, thinking Texas A&M is good, right? Like, with that perspective. Right. And I was like, I put 9 points, but we, you know what I'm saying? We pushed the ball up and down the field, just couldn't close it inside the 5. Didn't know that was like a sign of things to come that would just continue. Like, we'd be on the goal line the next week against Middle Tennessee State and the fucking wheels just fall off. Like, that Middle Tennessee State loss was so jarring, right? Like, I felt like an out of body experience watching that. Like, how are you just not prepared in any way? Like, and like, your team doesn't respond to anything, they don't respond to you, they don't respond to themselves. And just lost them. After that, I was like, no, this season's dead. Like,
that's at home.
That's at home. Son, we ended the season 5 straight home losses. Like, we didn't, I think our only home win was Bethune-Cookman. Right? Because I don't know who else we beat, right? Because George. So, yes, or Southern Miss. But again, like, that was our last win at home. We ended our only our road wins were good. But then you go back to that Middle Tennessee State game, right? It's the week of TVD doing that interview with another podcast. I don't remember which one. Talking about the fans. It was just a weird year, man. Like, it was a weird year. And then you put, was it, as I got corrected on Groove's pod, 10 quarters of no touchdowns.
Yeah.
10. Like, it was 6 in a row, 10 overall, right? Because there's no reason why he should still be here. Like, to me, it was like that. Like, you put that on a resume, it's a done deal for me. It's a done deal. So then you see all that.
Despite the injury, despite the challenges, you don't think he deserves a second look. You don't think he deserves a half a year. Let's say we got everybody healthy. We got actually have depth on the O-line.
Right.
Young depth. But let's say Zion is 100% healthy. Jalen Rivers, Inez Cooper,
Javion Coleman.
We got 2 transfers. You know what I mean? Let's say they step in. TBD feeling himself, you know what I mean? He back to the old TBD, you know what I mean? Chaney, Parrish is healthy, you know what I mean? The receiver room, you know, healthy. Mm-hmm. We got tight ends healthy, you know what I mean? We got healthy. He can't get 5 games.
My question, okay, I know you asked me a question, right? So I'll start my response with a question. Now, what do you do in those 5 games if the team fails to respond? That's my question, and I'll respond to your question. Yes, he can get 5 games, right? But to me, this has been the issue for me. It's not the 10 quarters with no touchdowns. It's not the inability for the offensive line to get a push on a 1-yard line, because I can't put that on Gattis. Like, You could put the scheme play, the lack of involvement within the offense, the fact that he's not the quarterback coach, which is a little weird. You know what I'm saying? Like him teaching receivers when he's never been a receiver. I don't know how well that dictates to like how you're supposed to like. Just for me, like I don't understand. Like maybe you can. Like I'm sure there's plenty of wide receiver coaches that have never been wide receiver that have never been wide receivers. Yeah. But like offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach is weird. But a lot of the line stuff you can't put completely on Gattis, like their inability to push and shit like that. But his inability to improve within what he had was an issue for me. Like, because it's not always gonna be perfect. You're gonna go like, yeah, we're Miami and all this shit, and we remember where we used to be, and a lot of us watch it through those shades, right? Like a lot of us think of 2001 and the 80s and, you know what I'm saying, setting trends and all that shit. But the inability to just scheme plays to get touchdowns and always say that it's the players, like it can't always be Will Mallory down the seam.
People you know was I mean? Running like, wide it, open, man. People was running wide
but,
open.
But yeah, but all year, and it was just the quarterback. I watched all the time, and he just every single play, the quarterback missed him. So our quarterbacks are trash then. So why did we not bring in a quarterback in the portal? Why did we buy back TVD when he wanted, you know what I'm saying? When he probably wanted to leave to SMU and ball out. Let's keep it a buck, man. Probably wanted to ball out. Ruiz came up with a bag. It was like, yo, man, we need you to stay. If it's TVD's fault, you don't pay him to come back and you look for somebody who could run your offense, right? Which would have been the kid from Michigan, McNamara. That could run that offense because already knows Gattis. That's just me thinking out loud.
Right.
So if you're gonna keep him, and TVD was missing too many plays as he called them out in press conferences and, you know what I'm saying, threw subtle shots at his team, yada yada yada. That wasn't just behind the scenes hearsay from parents, right? That's where the issue for me is, His clear lack of connection with the team, man. Like, that's my, like, those are the issues that I have. Like, put the stats aside. You know what it is, 19.4 points per game. All that shit. Put all that shit aside. His inability to just connect and smile, it just looked like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look like he's working with the team, not like the team working for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the difference. So there's other layers to this shit than just him, but there is that side of me flipping it into this shit, right? There's that side of me that like, how many new offensive coordinators are we gonna have in the last? How many have we had in the last 5 years, Joe? Enos, Lashley, Gattis, right? So, that's a lot, man. Like, so there goes the whole like, should we keep him for another year? Because if we keep changing and rotating, what culture do we have? I saw people talking about points over culture because, you know what I'm saying, Clemson just picked up Garrett Riley.
Yeah.
Like, us and Clemson aren't the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're established, and we're trying to just get, you know what I'm saying, concrete under us at this point.
Right.
What you got?
You hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah. You're absolutely correct, man. You're absolutely correct. I think with Clemson now, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't care what nobody else do. What other school does ever. What they do. Ever. You know what I mean? It's all about this you. You know what I mean? And you know, we hear the chatter that, you know, every school is doing something. Mario not doing nothing. Blah blah blah. Come on, man. We know Coach moves at his own speed. We know if we haven't learned anything, we should know, or we should have learned, that things are moving behind the scenes. Yep. You know, we just don't know about it. Yep. And that's where the frustration comes in for many, is that we don't know, you know, and we want to know. The entitlement of the fan base. You know what I mean? The entitlement.
I was just about to say that.
Whew. Right. Who the hell are you to need to, you know what I mean, to be privy to that information, son? Yeah, you know what I mean? But the one thing I really don't have an issue with or think is a problem or a concern is that Coach wants Miami to be great. I really feel that he wants to get this shit right. He's a hometown kid, man. Went to Columbus, played, won championships, man. He definitely wants to get this shit popping. Mm-hmm. So I know he's gonna do his best to make the best decisions possible. Yep. You know what I mean? I do feel that way. So, you know, with the offensive coordinator, like I said before, if he stays, I'm cool to see what happens when he has weapons and a fully functional offense. If he goes, mm-hmm. then I'm cool too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hopefully, we're doing our due diligence. We could bring someone in that can, you know, manifest and get busy, teach someone who can teach, someone who coaches quarterbacks, someone who knows what they're doing, someone who can get us some points. You know what I mean? That's all I care about. Someone who can hone this talent. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny? And I was thinking about this shit while you were saying it, right? You know what's funny is like there's people who are gonna be mad. Let's say if he leaves, right? Because that's some of what we've been hearing. You know what I mean? Like here and there,
yeah.
little things here and there that he's on. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been talking about it for the last two or three pods. Like we ain't seen him in no pictures. We ain't seen no Twitter activity. And perception is reality to a lot of us. You know what I mean? Like what I'm looking forward to because you know what's gonna happen. Like you could bookmark this shit and clip it. As soon as, let's say he moves on and whoever Mario hires, there's going to be people that are mad about that too.
Of course.
People are like, oh, why didn't you get this guy? Fam, like, Mario wants to win more than every single one of us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we love this team. Mario bled for this team. You know what I mean? Like, this is who he's always been. He cares about this program. Like, I don't understand, like, just as a fan, I'm so passionate about it, right? I don't understand winning with this program twice, right? Winning two natties, coming back and coaching it, and having people who never wore that uniform and never played at the level be like, I mean, you're not doing something right. But he also has to, like, hone in that passion and be like, I have to do this the right way and not just get carried away. Like, that takes an immense amount of strength because I would be so irrational. As a head coach, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, yo, everybody get the fuck
out. I'm having everybody, son. Yo, I'm trying to bring in head coaches in the NFL. I'm trying to bring in, you know what I mean?
Outrageous shit. Hey, Sean Payton, what you doing? Like, come on down here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, just irrational, dumb shit. And for him to be so methodical when he loves this school and loves this program, like, we got to take a second and be like, yo, man, we've never had, like, Randy Shannon, right? Like previous, you know what I'm saying, alma mater. And he loved this shit, but you know what I'm saying? First head coaching experience, it's going to be tough. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. First of all, for a program like this to have two head coaches that were never head coaches before, a little crazy, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Crazy. That's another pod for another day. But with this Gaddis shit and this comparison thing, man, like, it doesn't make sense to me because people have this perspective and this view of where UM is that's unrealistic. Like, if these one or two things happen, nah, man, like, to build and destroy the curse or whatever the fuck was going on from before to build it into a legit top program, you have to get the building in. You have to get the right architecture, the right program, the right structure in. Like, all those things. You see Alabama, you see a Clemson, isn't just the coaches. It's the building, it's the training, it's all these things that have to come together.
Yeah.
It's everything, man. Like, look, for me, obviously, to wrap this segment up, it's if a new OC comes, he's got to be the quarterback coach, and you move Ponce to maybe a wide receiver coach or a passing game coordinator, and you bring in and then bring in a real wide receiver coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was somebody, shout out to whoever added us on Twitter talking about Kevin Beard. Son, Kevin Beard was a beast of a route runner.
That was my guy, man.
I'm saying number nine was balling. So Kevin
Beard, he was a great coach when he was
there. Yeah, man. So he could do his thing. Shout out to him. My dream hire, again, the irrational, is Reggie Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping Indiana fires everybody and he has a job. Like, hey, man, I could just go back home. So chill out, man. Mario, again, Mario does not give, what's the shit I say? A singular of a fuck about how you feel he should move. He doesn't care.
No.
Like he doesn't look at your podcast. He doesn't listen to our podcast. But like, yo, Ben and Joe said I got a fire. So okay. Yeah. He doesn't listen to your tweets. He tweets once every 2 weeks, go Canes with a Santana Moss gift. That's it, fam. Yep. That's all you get from him. He doesn't care about any of us. He's trying to build it his way, not in your way. And you're still gonna be mad at it anyway. So what are we talking about?
Regardless. And you got Zoe. Zoe's another one. Zoe was in the building and won and played. You got Zoe, man. You know what I mean? Man, listen.
It's crazy,
you got cats. And don't forget about Radakovich. He's a problem, too. You know what
I mean? We got professionals in the building now, man. Like, these are legit winners at every level, man. Take a beat. Yo, chill out. Yes, last year sucked. No doubt. We're right. We watched every game right there with you. That's just over. Mm-hmm. We move on, man. It's a new year. We move on. Speaking about a new year, we move on. We got some new Canes in the building, man. We got some new Canes in the building. All right, Joe, let them know, man. What are the new early enrollees? Yo, first of all, Collins, fam, if you watch this or somebody at Collins, I'm gonna need to find out where you got that hoodie, man. That hoodie was tough. That green and orange on the sleeve. I'm saying that Hurricanes across the chest. That was a tough hoodie, my guy.
We ain't getting that. We ain't getting access to that, man.
Nah, that's so tough. That's a tough hoodie. That's a tough pullover hoodie. All right, man. Let them know.
All right, so let's go offense, man. We got at quarterback Emery Williams. Mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. We got at running back nobody. Early in running. O-line, man. We got Samson, my number one. You know what I mean? Francis, my number two. You know what I mean? We got Mr. Tripp,
who's
asleep because nobody talking about him.
Nobody talking about him. Future center, for sure.
Yeah. So are we doing transfers too? Javion Cohen?
Yeah, let's do all of them.
Javion Cohen. The center, I forgot his name.
Matt Lee.
Yeah. Is an early run? Frankie Tindall?
I don't think they do early enrollees. No.
Nah.
At the school he
goes. All right. Tight end, we got Riley Williams.
Yep.
Jackson Carver.
Facts.
Coming in. And two nice, you know, Riley Williams is athletic, you know, pass catching tight end. Jackson Carver's gonna be a beast, a mauler, you know what I mean? Receivers. We got Robbie Washington. We got Mr. Miami Ray Ray.
Mm-hmm.
We got young Ray Ray. That's it, I believe, at receiver.
For the offensive side, yep.
For the offensive side, that's it, right? Defense, D-line. I think he's going to be a D. I'm saying D. Well, let's go Mr. Bain.
You know what I mean?
And that's his name.
Mr. Bain. He'll grow into what we're talking about.
Mr. Bain.
Let's go defensive lineman. Defensive line, Mr. Bain.
Yes, the player, defensive player, or is he just the player of the year in Miami?
Player of the year,
player of the year, sack leader, all that, Mr. Bain. Collins.
Achimapong.
Yes, that man.
Six eight.
The stretch forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's Collins with the hoodie.
Yeah, he coming through, man. My guy, Jaden Wayne, man. Jaden Wayne. A lot of people don't be talking about Jaden Wayne.
They really don't, man.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Five-Star, but committed to Miami, became a four-star.
Yeah.
If you don't remember. You know what I mean? The day he committed, four-star. Yeah.
And he tight about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's going to
ball out.
Yeah. That's it for the D-line. Well, the transfers. You got Gore.
Francis. Yeah.
You got
Thomas Gore from Georgia State.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, on the D line.
Purdue cat. He ain't coming in.
Branson Dean. Yep. All right. Linebackers.
Francisco.
Mm-hmm. We got your man Malik Bryant.
Yes.
Big boy, Malik Bryant.
So when I saw a picture of him, I was like, this looks like a first round draft pick to the NFL. All like size wise, just his like I saw like it's a grown ass man, dog. It's a grown ass man, dog. Yeah.
Whew. One of my sleepers at the linebacker position, Bobby Washington.
Oh, the hater boy. That boy hits.
I feel like he's gonna put somebody to sleep. I feel like he's gonna make somebody go night night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
I can see him starting already in special teams.
Him and Mr. Pulliam.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? But Mr. Pulliam's not enrolling early.
No, he'll come in the summer.
Yeah, that should be it for linebackers, right? Believe so. Corners,
Devontae
transfer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it for corners.
Yeah. No safeties. Yeah, no safeties.
Caleb Spencer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Caleb Spencer. Safety. Sleeper. Mm-hmm. That boy, he going to put somebody to sleep, too. He going to put somebody to sleep, man. You know what I mean?
It's going to be lovely. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's part of football. Sorry. It's what it is. Yeah, somebody going to sleep.
That's it, right? We got a punter, Dylan Joyce from Australia.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Another Australian.
Another Aussie, you know.
Is he like 37 years old, like our old punter?
Our new commit? my bad. My bad. Yeah.
He's got to be early, too. Yo, listen.
He's there, too. Yeah, the tight end. Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, tight end is there already. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the fam. But brother, I didn't know you could be in college that long. I'm just gonna be.
He got 2 years left.
I don't even understand how that's possible.
He's
30. Been in school 8 years. 8 years, fam. You should be working on your graduate assistant coaching or your I hope you get all the degrees in the world for a scholarship for free. Man. So salute to you, man. You know what I mean? Because you can't be in the
doctorate, huh?
Yeah, you might be in med school by now. You know what I mean? Maybe you haven't got a hell of a med school, and that's what you're gonna do. But there's some people say that you kind of look like me a little bit, and I don't appreciate it because I'm 38 years old. You shouldn't be looking. Yeah, let's get this picture popping, man. Look, I want y'all to see this because this is a little offensive. The fact that there's a 30-year-old man.
Somebody said he should be dominating them kids, man.
Them little cats, man. Look at this. Y'all gonna tell me?
Look at this.
Somebody come look at this. Somebody come look at this.
Take off the glasses, though, son. Yeah.
I'm saying, hey, man, he might wear glasses too. So we even got the same hair. Like when I grow my hair out, you know what I'm saying? Like this is gonna be crazy. It's a grown ass man, dog. Yo, shout out to his tattoo artist, though. That's just fire. Hey, man, no disrespect, man. We just like to have fun, man. Because
man, we happy in the building. He's a veteran presence. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come in, man, because the young boys need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Khalil Brantley gonna bust your ass if you ain't ready, though, man.
Yeah, he definitely gonna serve.
That's my sleeper tight end. That dude gonna bust somebody's ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Early on road, he's popping, seeing Bane on. I can't wait to see how different Bane looks, you know what I'm saying, like towards the middle of the season, because he's got the whole season. You know, and look, we talked about it a little bit with Malik, right? I don't want any of these young men to play this year. Honestly, like, I know we need them to play just because we don't have the depth and talent at those levels, but I want them to have the year and just redshirt and build for next year.
Yeah.
I know that's not possible because we're not there. You know what I'm saying? We can't have these kids. These young men sit, but to get their bodies right. Malik told you, man, look what he did in 2017 after being able to sit for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that body change. He put on 30 pounds in, you know what I'm saying, in 1 year. And y'all see Malik ain't fat, man. Malik wasn't sloppy out there. Yeah. It's a different level, man.
I've said this multiple times, man. I would like us to get to the position where, you know, we playing somebody, we blowing them out, and we can get those cats in the game.
Yes.
You know, the young cats in the game, man, to get experience. You know what I mean? That's how Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, you know, they playing the people they're supposed to beat. They handling their business. And then the cats behind them on the depth chart can come in and get experience, game experience, live reps. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, they can work on things, basically. You know what I mean? Can work
get
on
used to the speed, slowly dip their toes in the water, build and build. Man. You know what I'm saying? They get one quarter, they get the fourth quarter. Next game blowing them out, they get a quarter and a half towards the end of the game. You start mixing them in a little bit early. You know what I'm saying? Like by game six or seven, you sprinkle them in the first half. You know what I'm saying? Like slowly immerse them into the game, not having to depend on freshmen. Because with freshmen, you saw last year with the corner, right? Like with freshmen having to be somebody you depend on, that's tough, man. That's tough to ask an 18-year-old kid to just be like, "Hey, man, we need you to be our number one."
Yeah,
that comes with a lot of confidence issues and mental health building and shit like that. And then us on Twitter, we some hyenas. We don't, you know what I'm saying? I gotta say we, because you know what I'm saying, we part of Kane's Twitter. Like you see how we react. Like that shit ain't healthy. We'll burn you down, man. Like this wild out here.
Do not care.
All right, man. That's crazy. Let's get into this last question, man. We had a subscriber and listener of ours hit us up to give them our top 22, our starters for next year. Way too early prediction, right? Because way too early. Spring game hasn't happened yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is how we'll do it. So we don't have to go one for one. I'll do defense. You know what I mean? And you could go offense, or if you want to do offense, I'll do however you want to do it. We'll just split it amongst ourselves.
You do it like that. Right. Let's do it.
All right, man. So, all right, defense. I go defensive line. If we're going to, if we go by Kane's Twitter rumors, we might be going to a 3-4. I'll stick with what we're doing right now, with just basically a 4-2-5, right? 4-2-5 with that extra striker, sometimes a 4-3, depending on how we mix it up, bringing James Williams into the box. So, interior, obviously, 56 LT. Jairus Harrison Hunt. I got Najee Kelly on the left. Who do I got on the right? Who would I put on the right? I'll put Mezidor as a starter. Because there's that part of me. There's a special place in my heart for Jaden Wayne because of how he was disrespected on his commitment date. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Never flinched, and he went literally like the minute he committed to Miami, went to a four-star that wants to put him there. But I love the fact that he's going to learn behind Akeem Mezidor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my starting four. All right, linebackers, Najee Leak, Francisco. And James coming in as that striker.
Wait, you said who? You put Najee Leak at linebacker?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Wesley was saying, my bad. Wesley. I keep mixing them up for some reason because they did, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Wesley, Francisco, probably spending time Williams with Corey. James Williams at striker.
Okay.
Yeah, I got James Williams at striker.
Okay.
I'll go corners last. I got Markeith Williams and Cam Kitchens as my safeties. Devontae Brown, and can't put Damari there because he's coming in too late. I don't want a true freshman. That's like a true freshman early enrollee I feel better about than a true freshman coming in the summer. So I put Devontae Brown and Daryl Porter as my corners and Takori Couch as my nickel. So that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe move it around in there with whoever I want. Kamari Rod. Oh no, I want a Chris Graves. I want a Chris Graves to pop up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want his pops. No beef here, pops. Nah. I want a Chris Graves to pop up. I want to see some real competition. And when those guys behind them show up, I don't want to see a clear drop off in performance. The talent might not be the same, but I want them to know you're there. I want to remember, man, Chris Graves should play more. You know what I'm saying? This guy should play more. This guy should play. I need to see more. I want to have those reactions. Like, yo, what the fuck are you playing him? Which was a lot of what happened last year. So that's my starting 11 on defense. Sure. So what you got on offense?
I don't have to say the quarterback.
Yeah, that's locked in. Yeah.
Running back, man. That joint be, man.
A little tough. A little tough.
I have to go with Parrish, man, because he's the most reliable. Mm. He's healthy. You know, he did a good job last season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Parrish at running back, tight end, Arroyo, starting tight end, receivers. I got on one side Frank Ladson.
Yep.
On the other side, shake shit up, Isaiah Horton.
Okay.
On the side.
Okay.
Man, in the slot, I gotta put X in the slot. O-line.
This is where I was waiting for this. I'm glad you saved this one for last. All right.
Center.
Yeah.
I got Ja'Kai Clark, man.
Okay.
I think he gets pushed to the point where he like, all right, it's time to get it popping. You know what I mean? Yep. Not that he don't work now, because he definitely works, but he stayed. You know what I mean? He could have easily trampled. He stayed.
All respect to everybody who stayed. Yep.
So I feel like he ready to get it in. Left guard. I'll be flip flopping, man. So all right, left guard.
We've had
different five.
Every time we do this, we both have a different five.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Left guard, Jalen Rivers.
Okay.
Right guard, Inez Cooper.
Facts.
Right tackle, Javion Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Left tackle, Zion Nelson.
Okay.
He's healthy. Right. Back healthy, Zion Nelson.
You know now, what? I like
this whole roster can change after spring because the other transfer portal window opens up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you see in the last 2 days, Georgia Cats are leaving.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Georgia Cats. So remember, this is one transfer portal that ended on Friday. After spring, a whole new one opens up. So it'll be a whole new ball game, man. You don't know who, you know what I'm saying, knock on wood, we don't have any injuries in the spring, but you never know who could. We didn't think Zion would be out the entire year, basically. Mm-hmm. You never know who could come in. You never know who could leave. And so it's a lot of moving pieces, man. So that's a way too early prediction for our top 22, man, our top 11 starters on offense and defense. If y'all got any thoughts on it, man, hit us up. Y'all commenting like crazy, man, which we really appreciate that, man.
Yes, yes.
But, our offensive line has been, just in our conversations, offline for this shit, has been ever-changing. Because you just never know. Because you just never know, man.
Yeah. Bananas. I don't know.
I think the one constant though has been Inez Cooper. I think that's the one that like
that hasn't changed. That hasn't moved.
He's locked in at right guard for us. But it's just nice to have because I think we're in agreement, right? Like I don't want to see the freshmen. I want to see them roll in. Like I'm saying, like spell guys and shit like that. But I don't want to see them off top because I want to see them build their bodies. You know what I'm saying? Get acclimated. Get in a little bit. Get out. Get in a little bit. Get out. That's the way it should be done. This whole thing that like they got to come in and start and be dominant isn't really realistic because you got to remember, yo, we got an 8-year experienced tight end on one side. You know what I mean? Like there's players because of COVID that might have 6-7 years. That's you talking 24, 25,
23, 24 years old, 25 like, years old.
Crazy if you think, you crazy if you think an 18-year-old kid can handle a 25-year-old man on that line with 9 years experience. That's an NFL. I'm saying that's NFL experience at that point. So y'all gotta chill, man. Y'all gotta take it. Listen, if you get anything from this podcast, just take a breath, take a second. I'm saying we've been through worse shit. We've been through some rough times, man. The offseason is a time to decompress and start to get a little hopeful, start to see some moves. Hopefully our next podcast, we're talking about a new OC. But if we don't, we'll just wait. And if it doesn't happen, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen. We have no control over it. Mario ain't watching us, ain't listening to you for coaching advice. He's done this shit. Give him time, man. Give them time. But
we gotta be respectful of each other, man. We gotta allow others to have opinions, and we gotta be able to have conversations, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand you on Twitter, man, and you can say whatever you want. You know what I mean? You have the ability to type whatever you want. Yeah. But at some point, you may see some people in person. Yeah. You know,
buy a ticket.
Some people ain't gonna forget what's going on.
If you buy a ticket trying to go see a game, you gotta be mindful of it. You can have entire conversations without being disrespectful. That's people I disagree with all the time, and I'm just like, hey man, what you really think about this? Like, I do not believe in. I used to be that guy to argue with everybody on Twitter and everybody on Facebook, and it got exhausting. I got burned out. That's why Twitter is the only social media I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets exhausting. And I see people's takes, and you know what I do? Keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy thing you can do. Like, yo, that's just stupid. Keep scrolling. And you know what? Your life is better for it. Because if you go back and see those notifications, and you keep going back and forth, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what are we doing here?
There's no context, man. Like, what somebody says on Twitter, you don't know why they thought that or what led them to that thought. It's just a certain amount of characters, man. And they felt that way at the moment. They may not have known what another person did or what led to, you know, there's a whole bunch of factors. You about to have beef over, you know, 120 however many characters Twitter gives you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it could be real beef. You're going to run into somebody that's not going to play with you, man.
Yeah. All we saying is, man, like, don't be ready to fight or beef out with people in defense of people that you've never met. Don't be Skip Bayless. Man, you know what I mean? Crazy. Don't disrespect somebody. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that, man. Like, you don't have to come to the defense of nobody that you've never met. You don't have to stand for a Mario or Gaddis. Man, like, you don't know these people. Like, we love this team. You know what I'm saying? We love this you. Like, beefing over all this coaching, ask questions and talk it out, man. Let's be better in 23. That's all I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, look at us with ending this shit with a positive message. Man. You know what I mean? That's what we do, man. All right, guys. We got nothing else, man. You already know, man. Get your water, get your last little sip, or we throw up this you.
Let's hit the like, man. Subscribe, man. We need them subs. We're trying to get to 1,000 by the end of 2023. And I think we're gonna. I'm trying to push it up. We're trying to get to 1,000 by the summertime. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, by the start of the season, by first game, we're trying to have 1,000 subs, man. You know what I mean? Y'all can help us with that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Please give us a like, comment, share it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all that.
Definitely. Hey. Groove had this saying on the show we did when we jumped in. He goes, tell a cane to tell a cane.
Facts.
That shit. I like that shit. I was like, hey man, tell a cane to tell a cane, man. We coming, man. Listen, we're not just YouTubers. We're not just podcasters, man. We're all of the above, man. We're trying to catch y'all in every space because you might not be able to listen to us or watch us at work, man. We're trying to be everywhere, man. So, man, I'm saying leave a comment, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to make this thing grow, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had last count, 277, which is wild. We only 16 episodes in. So y'all responding well to us, man. We're going to keep giving you this content, man. Look, you see how it is, man. We just ask each other questions, man. That's what we do here. And try to figure it out. Because we in the same boat with y'all, man. So we ain't never going to beef. That's not what we do here, man. Ain't no arguments. Ain't none of that shit here, man. We have conversations. We keep it moving. And we grow as people, man. That's all we got. Joe, you got anything else, my brother?
Nah, man. Love. You know what I mean?
Hey, watch BMF, man, on Stars. You already know what it is, man. We out of here.
Snowfall coming back on.
Yes, sir. Snowfall.